Groundwater is the source of drinking water for about two-thirds of Wisconsin residents. A state advisory panel representing cities, environmental groups, farmers, industries, and well drillers has just concluded that a 2003 law protecting pristine streams, lakes, and springs from nearby large wells is off to a good start. DNR Water Division Administrator Todd Ames says the report also sets the stage for the legislature to take more action.
This is a question of, should this apply to a greater number of springs? There's also a question of, should this apply, this greater environmental review, when wells are put in other portions of the state that are not as close to trout streams and exceptional resource waters out there?
Ames says the committee did not reach consensus on the scope of the 2003 law. The Wisconsin Association of Lakes also wants lawmakers to do something. Spokesperson Tammy Jackson says wells are affecting too many of the 10,000 lakes that depend on groundwater for their water supply. She says there's already a legal fight involving a well near Lake Beulah in Walworth County.
The lake residents are really, they're very concerned about how that high-capacity well will influence their lake and perhaps influence declining water levels.
Jackson says there are also concerns about groundwater drawdowns affecting surface waters in the Central Sands area near Stevens Point. An aide to Assembly Natural Resources Committee Chairman Scott Gunderson says the lawmaker has seen the committee report and will comment later. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.